You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, June 22nd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $3.9 billion. That's how much Amazon.com will pay for concierge medical services company, One Medical. It's the latest push the e-commerce giant is making to move into the healthcare space. Back in 2019, the company launched Amazon Care, which offers urgent and primary care services. That was followed by the acquisition of Health Navigator, an online tool that allows users to check their symptoms. And now Amazon is pushing into the telehealth market. One Medical operates under One Life Healthcare, which went public in January 2020 and saw its stock gain through the early pandemic. Its stock has taken a hit since late 2020. According to a report from Bloomberg earlier this month, One Life was also in talks with CVS Health over a potential acquisition. Amazon's expansion into telehealth comes at an interesting moment. Shares of other telemedicine companies like Teladoc Health and American Well have, like One Life, fallen since their 2020 highs. On Thursday, Amazon's stock was up 1.5%, about in line with other large tech companies. The NASDAQ was up 1.4%. The next number up is 11.3 million. That's how many travelers the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, screened over the July 4th weekend. It's a sign that the summer has been a successful one for travel, with passenger volumes close to pre-pandemic levels. What's been less successful? Airline stocks. Recently, airline stocks have been trading at prices closer to their yearly lows. That's in spite of the three major U.S. airlines, United, Delta, and American Airlines, all meeting or beating revenue expectations this quarter. So what's the problem? The demand, for one. Customers have been hit with flight cancellations and delays as airlines struggle to respond to labor constraints, elevated costs as a result of inflation, and delays in aircraft production. The airlines have had to limit their flight schedules, and Alaska Air and Air Canada have even canceled some routes. An ongoing pilot shortage has also been a big factor. Those cloudy skies are likely to continue for a while. Analysts at Third Bridge, a research consultancy firm, say labor and fuel costs will rise by 30% in the latter half of the year and continue into 2023. The last number up is 33%. That's how much revenue was down year over year for AT&T. But there's a big asterisk on that. The company reported earnings yesterday that represented its first 3 months as a pure-play telecommunications company. That's after it officially spun off Warner Media this April. Revenue was actually up a little more than 2% year over year when you exclude Warner Media. It was a big quarter for adding wireless and fiber subscribers. AT&T reported postpaid net additions of almost 1.1 million, including 813,000 phones. That metric refers to customers who pay a monthly bill and is a key number for wireless companies. That blew away expectations. Analysts had been predicting postpaid net additions of 546,000 with just 400,000 phones. The company also added 316,000 subscribers in fiber, hitting 6.6 million total and beating forecasts. But it wasn't all good news. Free cash flow was just $1.4 billion in the second quarter, well below analysts' estimates of $4.7 billion. The CFO attributed that gap to more investment in subscriber growth. AT&T's stock fell for the day, dropping 7.6%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, July 22nd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.